"Kherson is Ukraine," they chant at the Russian soldiers. The southern city is the only one Russia has managed to fully occupy 4 weeks into this war.
"We came here to demonstrate that Kherson is Ukraine. We will never give our land to some occupiers. Now our problem is the Russians. We will be here regardless of the weather, rain or snow. We will stay here to demonstrate that we're here and we're fighting. We will never give them our land."
Protests against the Russian presence here are taking place on a daily basis. On Monday, for the first time, Russian soldiers used tear gas and fired into the air. We spoke to one activist who is closely monitoring the situation in Kherson.
"There is no information. They were shooting at people, but they were shooting in the air. One of the stun grenades exploded next to one person, and that person lost a lot of blood. There is information that some of the protesters were detained and taken away."
Russia took the city earlier this month. It has been spared destruction and there is no fighting here. But the people refuse to accept this new reality.
"The soldier tried to show outwardly that they are calm, but they are nervous. And they are trying to find some support. But no one has welcomed them. No one is collaborating with them. The population is treating them as if they are aliens."
Kherson is of a major strategic importance to Russia. It controls the water supply to Crimea and also crucial for crossing one of the main rivers, giving potential access to the southwestern and northern fronts. It may be Russia's first Ukrainian city to occupy, but finding support among the population is proving a difficult task.
"I came here to Freedom Square to express my concern because the occupiers are shelling our cities, killing our people. This is the 21st century. We are coming together to defend our city."
"Heroes do not die," this man yells. "Enemies die. The truth is with us. The people are with us," they chant. And an amplified message, "Kherson is Ukraine." The national anthem is sung again and again. A message to the Russian soldiers that they are an occupying force. And even if they do manage to take control and hold more land, it looks like it will be nearly impossible to control the people. Stephanie Decker, Al Jazeera, in Western Ukraine.